All We Are Saying, John Lennon and Yoko Ono sang in 1969, is give peace a chance. Peace and peacefulness was a major theme in John Lennon's music. His widow, Yoko Ono, still endorses that message. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday morning series on peace with singer, composer, artist, and peace activist Yoko Ono.
In October, on what would have been John Lennon's 62nd birthday, Yoko Ono initiated a new prize, the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace. It's an award for artists who live in areas where there's conflict. The first Lennon Ono Grant for Peace was presented at the United Nations, and the $100,000 award was split between Palestinian artist Khalil Rabah and Israeli artist Avi Goldstein.
I wanted to create a grant that will focus on something that needs healing in the world. And I felt that, right now, we should help the healing of the situation in Israel and Palestine.
How do you understand the ability, Yoko Ono, to create art in the middle of torment and terrible conflict? Is it a matter, a way for the artist, him or herself, to just remain sane?
Yes, it's to maintain sanity and to survive. And actually, in a spiritual sense, I really think that it does help everybody to survive.
Talk about the art that you and John Lennon created during wartime, the period of the war in Vietnam. And can you describe to us the circumstances that led to the writing of the song Give Peace a Chance?
It was just done when we were doing a bed-in in Montreal.
We should remind listeners about that bed-in.
Yes,
you spent
bed-in.
A week, it was 1969, and you sat in bed for a week. Why did you do that?
Well, it was a honeymoon, so to speak, and we felt that we should share a honeymoon with the world, and by the way, stand for peace. Journalists thought that we're going to make love in front of them or something, and that's why they all gathered very enthusiastically, but we weren't doing anything like that. We just said peace, you know, and it helped the world to think about world peace in a way.
Well, and the song, that song, Give Peace a Chance, was written in the course of that bed-in?
Yes, yes.
Wow. You drew on that song after the attacks of September 11th, and you took the title, Give Peace a Chance, and you put it on a billboard in Times Square.
Yes, I did. When people are thinking about war, I think it's good to balance that and think about peace as well.
These days, the administration is threatening to launch attacks on Iraq. Do you feel war is ever a solution?
Well, I don't think when we vote for the politicians, I don't think anybody is voting thinking that we're voting for killers. I think that we're voting for somebody who's wise and who's diplomatic, and they can solve problems diplomatically in politics. And they are very wise people, and they should use that skill, I think.
The absence of peace has certainly been a fundamental part of your life from your very earliest years. You were born in Tokyo, 1933. You don't mind my giving away.
No, it doesn't matter. The whole world knows.
Thank you.
Counting every year.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
You were there during World War II. At some points, your family fled to the countryside during the worst of the bombing. What are your memories of that?
It was frightening. And every night, almost, there'll be a siren, and when the siren starts, we had to go down into the shelter, and there was this bomb that's going boom, 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 coming very near, just kind of like getting into the earth, you know, go quack, 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 like that. And then we're just praying, and then the bomb starts to fade a little, like boom, 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 going away, and it's going, oh. So we lived another day, you know, and we just all hug each other and say hooray, you know, and that was our life.
And war and peace really were a central part of your relationship with John Lennon. You met in 1966, you married in 69. The Vietnam War was in full throttle.
Yes.
In that period. And one of the headlines was to describe the peacenik wedding of Yoko and John. And I wonder to what extent you think your opposition to that war brought you together.
In 67, 68, it was getting gradually very tense. And in 69, it was really tense. But that was not the reason we got married. We were just in love.
The terrible murder of your husband in 1980 was especially tragic because of that lifetime stance of his against violence. And there he was becoming the victim of a violent act.
I know, and he was in fact voicing the fact that he didn't understand why people so peaceful as Gandhi and Martin Luther King were subjected to very violent death, you know. And well, it's still a mystery to me.
Yoko Ono, you say that now you do not fight for peace, you stand for peace. What's the difference?
Well, in the 60s, I think we were kind of macho and we were fighting for peace. But no, it's a more complex stage, and I don't think that creating a schism like that is going to help. I think that we have to be more gentle and use finesse to create a change.
So much has happened to you in the course of your lifetime. Wonderful things and difficult things. You were accused of breaking up the Beatles all those years ago. There's tremendous criticism of your own artistic creations. You lost your husband to murder. Your privacy has been invaded. And I wonder, would you describe yourself today as a peaceful person?
Yeah, well, I have the kind of anger that I share with everybody. I mean, I really don't think that this world is in a good way at this point, and we have to change it, you know. But other than that, for my private life, I really feel that I'm very thankful that I'm healthy. There's so many people in the world that are suffering, you know, and I'm not in a position to complain about myself or how I was treated by the world.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yoko Ono has said that art transcends politics, but as a peace activist, she often uses her art to address politics. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.